Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. I welcome everyone to the final night of this great miracle explosion crusade. Tonight, the Lord gives me assurance that He will visit you in a special way. And every blessing that Calvary has provided, whatever you have not got, tonight, this final night, everything will come to you. Already we have heard testimonies of great, great, great things that the Lord has done. And we can say all together that God is good unto us. He is good to me, to you, to your family. And all these 6 days of the crusade, the Lord has been good. Oluwadara. God is good. Now, tonight, we're going to do something special. Number one, there is ready, immediate miracle for you to carry away. Number two, there is immediate, inexhaustible miracle that will be flowing, flowing, flowing in your life beyond this year for the rest of your life in Jesus' name. Number three, you have enough and now you will also spare other people. The people you touch will receive a miracle. The people you look at will receive a miracle. Miracles will be your companions all the days of your life. You will not lack. I will not lack. Everything I need is supplied. Father, we thank you today. We bless your name and we glorify you. Thank you for what you have done, for salvation, for healing, for deliverance, for those who are raised from the dead, and for cancers you have healed, ulcers you have healed, tuberculosis you have healed, blind eyes you have healed, broken legs you have healed, and our lives, broken hearts that you have mended. We give you all the glory. Receive our praise, receive our glory in Jesus' name. We come tonight with great expectation. And we know on these grounds and everywhere all over the world, your power will be sent forth. There will be salvation. There will be healing. There will be miracle. There will be deliverance. There will be the breaking of yokes. And you will give us enough for ourselves and then to reach out to other people. We pray that henceforth, from this day, your miracle power will keep on accompanying us everywhere we go in Jesus' name. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout another amen before you sit down. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight, as I said, we're talking about today, about tomorrow, about the end of this year, about going on to the next year. And I'm talking to you tonight on sevenfold miracle for every true believer henceforth, today, and then all the days that follow. Miracle carrier. Where are you? You will carry miracle. sevenfold miracle for every true believer henceforth. Look at Mark chapter 9, verse 23. It said, Jesus said unto him, remember, that person already is gone to glory. The him there. You are now the person the Lord is focusing on. Jesus said unto whom? Unto you. If thou canst believe, that means if you can only believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things, salvation, all things, healing, all things, deliverance, all things, incredible miracles, all things, power from on high, all things, open door, as you believe, only believe, all things for your spirit, all things for your soul, all things for your body, all things for your place of work, all things in your family, all things, everything you desire, if you only believe. The Lord who cannot lie, who never lied, the Lord whose word cannot fall to the ground, he assures you all things are possible to him that believeth. How? Chapter 11, verse 23. In chapter 11, verse 23, it says, for verily I say unto, verily I say unto you. You see, there are people, when they hear the word of God, they say it's talking to everybody except themselves. The Lord is talking to you. In the predicament you find yourself, in the sin you find yourself, in the sickness you find yourself, in the satanic affliction you find yourself, he speaks to you. And when you hear his voice, you hear his word, and you accept that word, all things are going to be possible in your life. For verily, for truly, assuredly, certainly, I say unto you. And remember, when Christ says anything, it's like the word on the first day of creation, when God said, let there be, there is not a devil, and there is not a Satan, there is not an enemy to contradict that. When he says, for verily I say unto you, it will be done. That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever, I am that whosoever. The mountain in your life tonight, mountain of oppression, mountain of difficulty, mountain of challenges, I'm going to speak to that mountain tonight. Yeah. It must go. Yeah. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he has said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. You miss your amen. Amen. He shall have. I will have. You will have. We will have whatsoever we say. Then in verse 24, it says, therefore, because you will have whatsoever you say, therefore, because there is nothing that can stop that salvation, that healing, that deliverance, that miracle, therefore, because the word from the final authority has come and nothing can contradict it, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire peace of mind, whatsoever things you desire forgiveness, whatsoever things you desire freedom, that the sin that had bound you, the habit that had bound you for so long, you want the chain to be broken. Whatsoever things you desire peace in your life and peace in your marriage and peace in your family, whatsoever things you desire a miracle, you desire a breakthrough, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. When do we have the answer to our prayer? It is when we believe that we receive them. And the message is going on. If you believe, you receive. Even during the message, that's the time you'll have them. If you believe that you receive at the time of the final amen, that's when you'll have them. If you believe that tonight you have a testimony, I have a testimony. And if that is your faith and you believe that, the moment you believe that you receive, you shall have them. I will have. You know, when there's faith in your heart, of course there's faith. You know, God cannot lie, that's faith. You know, Christ cannot lie, that's faith. And you know that nothing is impossible with God, that's the faith. With that faith in your heart, you must have something. Amen. Your desire will be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight, the Lord is going to grant you all those desires in your heart in Jesus' name. Sevenfold miracle. The seven, M, that's one. I, that's two. R, that's three. A, that's for miracle. That's number four. C, that's five. L, that's six. E, that's seven. Is the word miracle. Each of the letters spelling all together miracle, seven in your life, you will carry go. I will carry go. Number one, M, manifold miracles from our mighty Creator. Manifold miracles from our mighty Creator. Look at Psalm 104, verse 24. It says, O Lord, how manifold are thy works, the miracles of the Lord, the doings of the Lord, the deeds of the Lord, the manifestations of the Lord, manifold. And in your life tonight, many, varied, diverse miracles in Jesus' name. O Lord, how manifold are thy works, in wisdom as thou made them all. He is the Creator, yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Creator, and anything that is missing in your soul, in your spirit, in your body, in your life, in your family, tonight, a new creation will take place. And then he says, the earth is full of thy riches. The earth is full of thy riches. Over here at the center of the crusade, it will be full of the riches of his manifold miracles. And then in every location, because God is there, is omnipresent, is omnipotent, is omniscient, and he knows all things and he can do all things, everywhere tonight there'll be the manifold miracle from the mighty Creator in Jesus' name. Look at Luke chapter 18, verse 27. Luke chapter 18, verse 27. And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. The things which are impossible with men. For example, you have a habit. You have an evil habit. a sinful habit you try to break. You slap yourself every time you do that thing. You walk on pebbles every time you do that thing. You say, I will not sleep on the bed today. I'll sleep on the ground. I will punish myself. With all the punishment you give yourself and with all the things that the psychologists and the people have told you, impossible. But now, tonight, it is possible. The Lord will redeem your life. The Lord will change your life. The Lord will turn your life around. And what you have found impossible, what it says, the things which are impossible with men, with educated men, with idolatrous men, with occultic men, with powerful men, with financial men, with all those people, all the things that are impossible with man are possible tonight with God. Congratulations. You have come to the right place tonight. And what you desire that you thought was impossible, I couldn't have that tonight. What you desire and you, what you pray for and you believe that you receive them, you'll have them. Amen. Manifold miracles from our mighty Creator. I incredible miracles. What you can never think about, incredible miracles for incorruptible creatures. You see, there are people, they want to live an incorruptible life. They want to live a life that is above birth. They try on their own, they could not. And when they saw that they couldn't, they have heard about Enoch. He lived all those 300 years incorruptible. They've heard about Samuel. He lived in the house of Eli. He was incorruptible. They've heard about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They lived in Babylon, and they were incorruptible. They've heard about Daniel, and they lived an incorruptible life. They've heard about other people too. Their lives were clean. Their lives were righteous. Their lives were beautiful. Their lives shone in the presence of the Lord, and they walked after the Lord in holiness and righteousness all the days of their lives. And they say, I want to be like that. You'll be like that tonight. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all unrighteousness. As you come to the Lord and you present your heart, your mind, your body, your character, your behavior, you present that before the Lord and say, Lord, there's sin here. There's a spot here. There's uncleanness here. There's defilement here. There is evil there. And then you open that heart and that life unto the Lord. The Lord will forgive you. The Lord will set you free. And then the Lord will give you the power to go and sin no more. He'll tell you, neither do I condemn you. Condemnation is gone. Guilt is gone. And the freedom that the Lord has provided, that freedom comes to you. Then he says, go and sin no more. That's incorruptible, incorruptible creature. Such people have incredible miracles. And in the coming year, everywhere you go, every day of your life, when you face challenges created by sinful men, created by wicked men, and they say, if you are not corrupt, if you don't want to be corrupt, then you're going to face difficulty. I'm telling you that all those difficulties the Lord will remove out of your life in Jesus' name. Incredible miracles for incorruptible creatures. Daniel chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 15. Now, if you be ready, here is a tyrant talking. Now, if you be ready, this is a cruel leader talking. Now, if you be ready, this is a despot talking. Now, if you be ready, this is a person that threatened to burn them alive. And he said, now, if you be ready, that at what time Ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of idolatrous music. Ye fall down and worship the image which I have set up, have made well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Look at the question, and who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? That's why people compromise. When, you know, you confront people or people confront you and they say, I don't fear God. I don't believe there's judgment. I can do anything. I can waste your life. I can do this and I can do that. And you see the way they are talking. And you know they mean it. And they say they have the final authority in your life. That's how people compromise. They might compromise into selling their body into sinfulness. They might compromise in giving bribes. They might compromise one way or the other. They are not incorruptible. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were incorruptible creatures. The grace of God that came to their lives had turned their lives around, and they became righteous and holy and incorruptible. Those are the people, as we go through life, you will have you'll have incredible miracles. I said you will have incredible miracle. But you know, if every time there's temptation, every time there's trial, every time the people put pressure on you, every time the people of the world, they want to bend you to their own way, you're always afraid and you're always timid. It's okay, I will do what you say. I'll forget Christ. I'll forget salvation. I'll forget heaven. I'll forget holiness. I'll do what you say. You'll never have incredible miracle. But then, look at verse 16 here. Here is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, they didn't look down. They looked at his face, at the one that wanted to burn them in the fire. They said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not the kind of people you can intimidate. That we're not the kind of people you can cower. We made up our minds, we're facing, and we're following the God of heaven. They said, we are not careful, we're not anxious, we're not timid, we're not trembling, and we're not going to answer thee in this matter. Then in verse 17, it says, if it be so, your power, you can set up fire, can burn your neighbor alive, and then creatures of God, you can throw them into your furnace. All right, go ahead. If it be so, our God whom we serve, that's what I'm telling you, come serve God. Serve God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Whether people are there or not to praise you and to elevate you, just serve the Lord. Whether people see your faithfulness or not, just serve the Lord in the private, in the public, in church, and in the office. Anywhere you are, if you're a man of principle, if you're a man of dignity, if you're a man of holiness, if you're a man of your word, what you said before the Lord, I will serve the Lord. Go and carry that out. Get to your office. Don't be part of the corruption. If you have been part of the corruption in the past, you come to the Lord and you say, Lord, enough is enough. Now I will serve the Lord. I didn't hear you. You will serve the Lord, and the grace of God and the strength of God and the power of God will uphold you in Jesus' name. And so they said, go ahead and make your fire. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. I want to pass that across to you. He will deliver you. Amen. From their spell, he will deliver you. Amen. From their curse, he will deliver you. And from all their threats, he will deliver you in Jesus' name. Nebuchadnezzar became angry. You know, there are people that live in this life, they are not watching at the purpose for living. They are watching the face of Nebuchadnezzar. They are not watching their own purpose and principle and their decision that they are going to follow the Lord all the days of their lives. All they are watching is the face of Nebuchadnezzar. They are watching the face of that man. They are watching the face of that woman. And if they act in an angry way and they act as if they are going to pounce on them, they begin to tremble. That's why they never have incredible miracles, because they are not incorruptible creatures. But then they looked at Nebuchadnezzar. They said, Nebuchadnezzar, there's somebody higher than the highest. There's somebody greater than the greatest. There is somebody more mighty and powerful than the powerful people of this world. If it is so, go ahead and make your fire, but we will serve the Lord our God. And so Nebuchadnezzar became angry. Normally, sinners are always angry. It's part of the things, part of the property, and part of the nature, and part of the character of a sinner. If you find yourself all the way, every time, like Nebuchadnezzar, you are angry, you're furious. Why didn't they obey me? Why didn't they do what I said? Why didn't they put me above Christ? Why are they putting God as number one in their lives? And then they don't respect my threat. They get angry, their anger will soon be over. And so Nebuchadnezzar commanded that they should bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he bound them. And he commanded mighty men, hefty men, great men in his kingdom, that they should cast Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire. Those people that cast them into the fire, the flame of the fire came out and burnt them, and they died. I'm sorry for your enemies. I'm sorry for your persecutors. I'm sorry for the supporters of Nebuchadnezzar. If they don't repent, well, let them face God. And then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when he threw them in there, remember, these are incorruptible creatures. Whosoever, anyone in Christ, if any man be in Christ, it's a new creature. Old things are passed away. The old fidgeting and the old fear and the old timidity, everything passed away. And then you become a new incorruptible creature. If you have been saved, if you have been born again during this crusade, here on the grounds and anywhere you may be, that new nature of incorruptibility has now come upon you. You will go and you will stand straight. You will go and you will live straight. You will go and live by holiness and righteousness every day, all the days of your life, in Jesus' name. And then God's incredible miracles will always take place in your life. They stood up. After they threw them into the fire, and they were walking, and they were told, Nebuchadnezzar rose up, and he looked, he peeped in. I want to see those men. Israel, Jews will never disobey me anymore in their lives. And then he was surprised. Your enemies will be surprised. Your persecutors will be surprised. You know, there are people, if I give my life to Christ now, I don't know what will happen to me. And I'm afraid what people at home, what people in the village, what people in the cult, what people in the gang, what they will say and what they will do to me, wants to become incorruptible, a new creature in Christ. All those people, the Lord will conquer them for you. And Nebuchadnezzar said, come and see. Did we not throw three men into the fire? And behold, I see four men. One, two, three, four, four, three, two, one. He counted every way, and there were four. And then he said, the appearance of the fourth one is like the Son of God. The Son of God will be with you. The Son of God will never leave you. When you get into trial, when you get into temptation, when you get to a situation where people expect you will compromise, you will not compromise, and the Son of God will be with you, abide with you all the days of your life in Jesus' name. And then they were promoted. Your promotion is coming. And Daniel now was another man that had that incorruptible nature, incorruptible character, and they threw him to the lion's den. All over the night, the lions honored, respected Daniel. They said, this man is incorruptible, and so he must have incredible miracles, and he did not die in the lion's den. The Lord is still able to do that today, and the power of the Lord will keep you. Persecution will not destroy you. The lies of the devil will not destroy you. And whatever persecutors do, you will stand firm to the end in Jesus' name. M, the manifold miracles. I, the incredible miracles. R, in miracle, are in the reverberating miracles for rejoicing captives. Reverberating, that is, you have, it spreads to other people, and everybody around you will also taste of that miracle. The miracle you have tonight, miracle of salvation, and the miracle of healing, and the miracle of deliverance, and the powerful manifestation of the miracle touch in your life, it will not stop at your door. If you're a husband, it will get to your wife. You're a wife, it will get to your husband. You're a parent, it will get to your children. You're a child, it will get to your parents. It will get to your classmates. It will get to your friends. It will get everywhere. That's the great thing about the miracle of Christ. The miracle we get doesn't stop with us. Reverberating miracles for rejoicing captives. This story, look at this story now. Acts of the Apostles chapter 16. I'm reading from verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. They had been beaten. Then they were put in the prison, and their feet were put in the stocks. It's like there was no freedom. And the government of that day said they would teach them and show them something. But they were rejoicing. Captured, they were rejoicing. In prison, they were rejoicing. You got the salvation of the Lord, they were rejoicing. You know, when you have the salvation of the Lord, there may be people that will come and they cast you out of their company. They say, it's come born again, people. We have nothing to do with you anymore. You are isolated and you are in prison and you are kept in captivity. And some people that do not know that a miracle is about to happen, reverberating miracles, then they become sorrowful, they're dejected, and they're crying. I didn't know I got saved, and now I even made right my life. Everything is okay, but look at what is happening. When you do that, you are going to miss a miracle, a great miracle that will happen, and then it will be repeated in the lives of other people. But you know what they did in verse 26? After they praised the Lord, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaking, and immediately the foundations of the prison shaking, then immediately now all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands not only the bands of Paul and the bands of Silas, all the other people that were in the prison, everyone's bands were loose. And then the Philippian jailer even came to have salvation. That's the reverberating miracle for rejoicing captives. Always rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. I say unto you, rejoice, and miracles will never stop in your life. The joy of salvation will never stop in your life. The power that revives the body and quickens the body will never stop in your life in Jesus' name. Today, miracle. Tomorrow, miracle. This week, miracle. And this month, miracle. Next month, next year, as you follow along and you are rejoicing in the Lord all the time, reverberating miracles in your life in Jesus' name. M, manifold miracles. I, incredible miracles. R, reverberating miracles. A, abiding miracles from the anointed Christ. Abiding miracles from the anointed Christ. The miracles Christ gives you will abide. Amen. Amen. Miracle of salvation will abide. Amen. Of healing will abide. Amen. Of deliverance will abide. Amen. Of provision will abide. Of power to break every yoke will abide in your life in Jesus' name. Abiding miracles from the anointed Christ. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. That's why we have been having the goodness of the Lord all the days, every day of this crusade. And today, the climax will be the climax of miracle in your life. He went about doing good and healing all. How many people? And healing all. How many people? And healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And the devil could not resist and say, I am here. I'm controlling this life. I'm going to ruin this life. I'm going to wreck this life. I'm going to destroy this life. When Christ comes, all those demonic powers, they'll vanish away in your life. Amen. Oppression will vanish away. Amen. Captivity will vanish away. Amen. Sickness will vanish away. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. There's anointing here tonight, the anointing of Christ, that will break every yoke in your life. Amen. Isaiah chapter 10, reading from verse 27. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day. Which day? Today. I say which day? Today. For you, which day? Today. For your family, which day? And it shall come to pass in that day that his body shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Your yoke is destroyed. The curse is taken away from your life. New life has come for you today in Jesus' name. Marvelous miracles, incredible miracles, reverberating miracles, abiding miracles in your life in Jesus' name. Abiding, abiding till the end of the year. The healing you have got here will abide. The deliverance you have got here will abide. And those who have been raised from the dead. You saw the picture of that lady. That miracle of life, resurrection life, will abide in Jesus' name. And the one you are going to get tonight will abide.
Yes.
Number five, see the confirmed miracle by the creative comforter, the Spirit of God, by the creative comforter. Actually, we're told in Job chapter 33, verse 4, the Spirit of God has made me, has created me, has given me form, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. That Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, Christ referred to him as the comforter. And in your being born again, it's involved. In your sanctification, it's involved. In your power of the Holy Ghost, the endowment of power of the Holy Ghost, he is involved. Because when he comes, he will convict the world of sin. And then he will lead you to pray, because he is the intercessor. He teaches us to pray. He leads us to pray. He moves us to pray. He inspires us to pray. He stirs us up to pray. And he is the mighty intercessor. And as the creative comforter, he'll give you confirmed miracle.
Yeah.
Look at Romans chapter 8. Reading from verse 11 there. In Romans chapter 8 verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, where is the Holy Ghost going to dwell? I said, where is the Holy Ghost going to dwell? And it's the Spirit of life, not the Spirit of death. It's the Spirit of healing, not the Spirit of sickness. It's the Spirit of power, not the Spirit of weakness. And if that Spirit, the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, make alive your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth continually, dwelleth all the time, that dwelleth in you. And so miracles will be confirmed in your life.
Yeah.
Mark chapter 16, we're looking at verse 20. Mark chapter 16, reading from verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, like we're doing now, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word. Confirming the word. Every word you have heard from the first day to this final day, and what you are hearing right now, will be confirmed in your experience. Confirming the word were signs following. And the church, the people of God said, amen. And now L is the lasting miracle. That means miracles that last. Miracles that endure. Miracles that are there now, and they'll keep on being there until the final day. Lasting miracles through the Lord's counsel. Lasting miracles through the Lord's counsel. Look at John. We're looking at John chapter 5. In John chapter 5, this is the man who had been sick for 38 years. New Testament. In John chapter 5, looking at verse 8. And the Lord asked the man, wilt thou be made whole? And the man said, I don't have anybody when the water is troubled to pick me up and get me into the water. And Jesus said, rise up, take up thy bed and walk. And the Lord is telling you tonight, final day of this crusade, rise up. You're not weak anymore, rise up. You're not impotent anymore, rise up. You are not sick anymore, rise up. And then in verse 9, we're told in verse 9, and immediately the man was made whole. When are you going to be made whole? Immediately the man was made whole, and he took up his bed and walked. and on the same day was the Sabbath. Now, how will that miracle last? How will that miracle abide and remain until the end of his life? And look at verse 14. In verse 14, afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Is the one that has healed, is the one who has redeemed you, is the one who has set you free from that sickness. Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. How will your miracle last? You don't go back to the nightclub. Sin no more, lest a worse thing happen or come unto thee. How will your miracle last? You don't go back to idol worship anymore. You don't go back to the miserable life, sinful life, defiled life you were living before. How will the miracle last? You don't go back to the drunkenness and to the smoking, whether it's ordinary cigarette or marijuana, or it's a kind of a cigarette that they say it doesn't really have the weed inside. This one is technical. No more smoking and no more drunkenness, and your life comes alive, and the grace of God penetrates your life, and you keep on living for the glory of God and the goodness of other people, and your miracle will last. I said your miracle will last. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come on thee. The grace to live right, you have it right now. The grace to live above all the sins of the past, you have that now in Jesus' name. 1 John chapter 5, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 18, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. If you've given your life to the Lord, the past life, defeated life, the past life, the occultic life, the corrupted life, the past life, the sensual life, the adulterous life, and the fornicating life, all that is no more there. Now we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. Keepeth himself, keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. He will not touch you anymore. The Spirit of God will surround you and protect you. He will not touch you anymore. Christ will be your shepherd. That evil one will not touch you anymore in Jesus' name. Verse 21, in verse 21, little children, those who are just born again and those who have been born again before, keep yourselves from idols. We're looking at number 7 now. E, the evident miracles for evangelizing Christians. As now you come to the Lord, or you have come to the Lord before, and this same light you have, my little light, I will let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. My new found faith and salvation, I will broadcast it, I'll share it all around. I will let it shine. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. The beauty of the grace of God is that that grace of God can be seen. The beauty of the new life is that that new life can be evident before people. The beauty of our connection, reconciliation with God is that that new connection and reconciliation with God bears fruit. Your life will bear fruit. You're giving your life to the Lord tonight, your life will bear fruit. The people that got this salvation before us, they didn't hide it. They didn't just stay in a corner. They didn't lock the doors against themselves. They came out, and as they came out, evident miracles, evident miracles. Your miracle of salvation will be evident. your miracle of healing will be evident. And your miracle of total freedom will be evident in Jesus' name. Evident miracles for evangelizing Christians. Look at Acts chapter 8. We're reading from verse 4. Acts chapter 8, verse 4. It says, therefore, they that were scattered abroad after the crusade, after they had received the Lord, after the new life had come to them, after their faith had saved them, after they put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and they have the salvation of the Lord, therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. The word is now in your mouth. I said the word is now in your mouth. You'll proclaim that word. You'll declare that word. You tell your friends, you tell your neighbors, you tell your co-workers. And when you tell them, there's something evangelism does. When you go back to the office and you tell them, I am born again, and you declare it, they too can be born again. That statement, I am born again, I'm now a child of God, a new life has come to me, it will prevent your old friends from coming to you and wanting to entice you with the old life, because you've declared to them already, I am born again. And then you yourself will be conscious, I told them, I told my friends, I told my neighbors, I told my co-tenants, I am born again, and they have been watching my life, and you will not slip back into evil things. And so, and that new birth, when they see it in your life, and they say, truly, truly, this man has changed, this woman has changed, they will come and ask you, how did it happen? And by the grace of God, you will help them, it will happen in their lives too. Look at verse 5. Here is Philip now. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. That's what you are doing now as we go about anywhere. You'll not allow a day to pass. You must tell other people of the joy of salvation you have. You must tell them of the evidence of the power of eternal life that you have. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. What then happened? Look at verse 6. In verse 6, and the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip said, which Philip spake. Look up here. I'm your Philip tonight. I said, I'm your Philip tonight. I've come to you and I'm declaring to you that you are going to have instantaneous miracle tonight. Your sin will be forgiven. Your life will be set free. Salvation from heaven will come unto you. I am that Philip tonight. I thought your name is William. Yes, my name is William, but I'm doing the work of Philip tonight for you. I said for you. And as there was joy in Samaria, there's going to be joy in your life. Joy of salvation. Joy of a new life. The word has come. And it says, they gave heed to those things which Philip spake. When he told them, here is the gospel, they accepted. When he told them, here is the good news, they accepted. When he told them, Christ will save you now, they accepted. When he told them, raise up your hand, they accepted. When he told them, rise up now and receive Jesus as your personal Savior, they accepted. When he told them, bow your head, close your eyes, let us pray, they accepted. Miracle of salvation took place in their lives. And tonight, as I come and tell you, like he told them, that miracle of forgiveness will happen in your life. That miracle of salvation will happen in your life. And all the other miracles will follow, even tonight. All those miracles manifold, all those miracles incredible, all those miracles reverberating, all those miracles abiding, all those miracles confirmed, all those miracles lasting, all those miracles, evident miracles, will happen in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Hearing and seeing the miracles. Hearing and seeing the miracles. You'll hear of miracles tonight from other people. You'll see miracles tonight, even in your body, in Jesus' name. Look at verse 7. It says in verse 7, unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, it says, and that were lame were healed. The lame will jump for joy tonight. The blind will see with joy tonight. Great miracle. Wonderful miracle, glorious miracle, gracious miracle, merciful miracle, manifold miracle coming upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. And they that were lame were healed. Paralyzed, they were healed. Stroke, they were healed. Arthritis, they were healed. Broken bones, they were healed. Whatever problem in their lives, they were healed. Your time has now come. Look at verse 8, it says in verse 8, and there was great joy in that city. There was great joy in that city. Over here, as we are here tonight, great joy. On that side, great joy. In front of me here, great joy. On that side, great joy. Anywhere you hear the sound of my voice tonight, great joy in your life. As you respond, as you give heed to the words you have heard, miracles, salvation, healing, deliverance, and this miracle will spread from you and spread to other people. And spread to other people. Now, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19. Acts, chapter 19. I'm reading from verse 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. And tonight, special miracle. Amen. Spectacular miracle. Amen. It will spread everywhere. Amen. It will spread to you there. Amen. It will spread over there. Look at verse 20. In verse 20, it tells us, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The word of God will grow in your life, in your family, will prevail in your life and family in Jesus' name. Tonight, special night. Are you ready? Tonight is going to be spectacular. Are you ready? Great things you've never felt, you've never seen, you've never tasted will happen. Are you ready? Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You see, the beginning of that mighty thing happening is that they all give heed to what they have heard. And you don't want to leave this place without the joy of salvation. The joy of a new life. The joy of sins forgiven. The joy of life transformed is available for you now. This is the final night. And the Lord wants to put your name among the people that have abandoned sins and have come to the Savior. It won't take time. If you want to have Jesus as your personal Savior now, you've been hearing every night, but now you're making up your mind, raise up your hand where you are, and that salvation will come. God bless you there. Thank you very much. Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand. There's a final night of the crusade. The salvation you have missed, the eternal life you have missed, the forgiveness you have missed, the freedom you have missed, the voice of God from heaven saying you are now a child of God, you've missed for such a long time, all these many days. Today it comes. Raise up your hand. Lord, I give over myself unto you. I surrender myself unto you without any reservation. I want that miracle of a new life, miracle of salvation. Raise up that hand. Thank you there. God bless you there. If you're raising up your hand, please stand up. Identify yourself. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you there. God bless you there. Thank you very much. You have honored the word of the Lord, and the Lord will honor you with salvation. This is your time. Yes, my friend there, rise up. You raise up your hand, rise up. My boy, my daughter there, raise up your hand, stand up. This is salvation. Great, great miracle of eternal life. And as you raise up your hand, please stand up. Friend, you're coming for the first time. Good for you that you came and now you have the offer of the salvation of the Lord. Friend, you've been coming for a long time, but the peace of salvation has not settled in your heart. You are here now. This is good for you. The peace of God, the joy of salvation, the new life is salvation. You raise up your hand and you stand up. And remember, you desire that peace. You desire that forgiveness. You desire that salvation. You desire that new life. You desire to have adoption into the family of God. The desire you have, follow it with appropriate action. And stand up wherever you are, anywhere, far at the back, near the front, or in the middle, on the right, on the left. This is the day of your salvation. Just say quietly there, Lord, I thank you. Tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you. You have invited me. You have offered me salvation. You have offered me forgiveness. And Lord, I receive. I give myself unto you. I plead, I pray. I desire, take all my sins away. Thank you, Lord. You cannot fail. You cannot lie. You said, whosoever comes to you, you will in no wise, for no reason, cast out, I come. Thank you, Lord. I believe you have received me, and I believe I've received your salvation. Let the joy of the Lord take over your heart now. And the new life, or the new power and the grace take over your life right now. Father, we thank you. Merciful God, loving God, we thank you. Gracious God, we thank you. All these who have indicated, both here, online, everywhere, in every locality, we're asking, O Lord, receive and forgive everyone in Jesus' name. Take the condemnation of their sin away. Take the guilt and the burden of their sins away. Let there be peace in their hearts now. Joy in their hearts now. Assurance of salvation in their hearts right now. Thank you, Lord, for bringing them to yourself, to your kingdom, to your family. And you have brought them among those who are saved. I pray, Lord, that your spirit will bring a confirmation in every one of their hearts now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Another amen. Amen. A good, good amen. Amen. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, keep on standing. You're now in the kingdom. And the Lord has forgiven you, has turned your life around. That salvation will abide in Jesus' name. We'll call on our moderator tonight to help us during this counseling time.
Praise the Lord. I want to welcome so many people to the family of God tonight. It's a wonderful thing that goes beyond this present life, that your name is now written down in heaven, and you have become a member of the family of God. You are most welcome. Please, as you stand up, I want you to cooperate with our leaders as they will be giving you a slip of paper. Collect that paper and supply all the data that is required there. Please make sure that you write it very legibly, maybe in capital letters, so that it will be easy to read. And then you will hand them over after writing to our leaders around you. Please be careful to do that very well, because it will help us to give you further assistance in your new life in Christ. Please, our counselors, I want you to work with them very closely. Make sure they are writing the correct information, and they should write it legibly, supplying every detail, their names, their phone numbers, their residential address, and even the name they are called in the place where they live, to help us get to them easily. And we know and are aware that there are people that are listening to us online. For all such people that you have just given your life to Christ after this message by the pastor, please, we would like you to visit the link that is showing on your screen right now and connect with Christ. You fill the form so that we can assist you further. But if you are listening on radio or television, and you also have given your life just after this message, kindly send us your name, your phone number, your email address, and even your residential address to this number. You can do that by SMS or by WhatsApp. The number is +234 915 444 9263. I want to call the number again. +234 915 444 9263. Again, very important. There is going to be very special convert rally, very special banquet for all those who have given their life to the Lord during this great miracle explosion global crusade. The date of that special banquet will be 2nd of January. That will be on a Sunday. And our GS, our pastor, will be very delighted to have your presence on that day. Remember the date again. Sunday, January 2nd, 2022. More details about this special banquet will be sent to you. Please make every arrangement to be there. And I believe you'll be happy that you did come. Praise the Lord. Please, our supervisor should confirm that you have gotten all the details that we need to receive from our new brothers and sisters. Want to know if you can wave your hand at me to let me know that you've finished collecting all the data from our brothers and sisters who have just been born again into the family of God. And for those of us who are still waiting, You have to get ready. Something is coming. Something explosive. Today is today. God is going to show us wonders. He's going to confirm the word of his servant tonight before our eyes. You must be ready. Just focus on your need and cool down. Don't rush. Today is the day of God's visitation. Don't hurry away. Receive it, as our pastor has said. You keep it. You keep it. And even give out to others. The blessing you will receive tonight will not just be for tonight. You will keep it for the rest of your life. You will share it with many. So it is worth the wait. It's worth everything you can do to make sure that you don't miss out on any of the packages that God has for you today. Shortly, our Father in the Lord will come back to minister unto us in powerful miracle prayers. Well, I want you to be ready. You must have that need focused on your mind so that as the prayer of power comes in, you will be able to connect with God. You have heard many things. You have seen it even on the screen. Dead people coming back to life. You have heard it from Tuesday. All kinds of bodily diseases, all the pains and afflictions of people, everything rolled away by prayer. Even Omicron, the new variant of COVID-19, we have heard and seen the miracle of Omicron bowing to the power of the name of Jesus. Your experience will not be different tonight. I say your experience will not be different tonight in Jesus' name. You must be ready. Please, get ready. The man of God will soon come back. We'll connect with him. So please, the time has come. Focus upon the word. Meet this prayer with the faith of Christ. And there will be a miracle explosion in our midst tonight. We welcome our Father again.
Amen. If you can stand, you stand up. If you cannot stand now, after the final amen, power will penetrate your body. The weakness will vanish away. You will stand like a real complete man. Miracle time has come. My miracle time. My deliverance time. My healing time. Anything you want on this final day, anything you expect on this final day is coming upon you right now. And you know today, as you desire, then we pray, then you believe that you have received, and you will have. I believe I receive, and then I will have. Whatever the description of the problem, whatever the description of the sickness, however long it might have been, the power of the Lord is coming to you right now. I believe, I believe, I believe I receive, and I shall have. You will have. You raise up one hand to indicate you're expecting your miracle now. You lay the other hand where you have your problem. And then after the final amen, healing, deliverance, miracle, freedom, provision, power will be manifested right there. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you, because you are a God that cannot fail. And you have given us the name of Jesus, that cannot fail. He conquered already. Conquered Satan. Conquered sickness. conquered sin, conquered infirmity, conquered disease for every one of us. We're asking now, you manifest your power in every life in Jesus' name. Sickness, you'll have to bow. Disease, you'll have to bow. Demonic possession, you'll have to bow. Satanic attack, you'll have to bow. Long-standing, incurable disease, you will have to bow. This night, this time, immediately, get your healing in Jesus' name. Lord, at this location, and in all the other locations all over the world, according to your commandment, I send forth your healing power. And everyone that hears now, everyone receiving now, everyone accepting now, heal them in Jesus' name. Pain, vanish away. Disease, vanish away. Demons, vanish away. Incurable disease, vanish away. Lord, a confirmation now. Manifold miracles everywhere. Incredible miracles everywhere. Revealed miracles everywhere. Abounding miracle everywhere. Confirmation of miracle everywhere. The miracle that will last. Everywhere in Jesus' name. Evident miracle now upon everyone. Right, left, center, at the back, in the Alpha location here, locations all over the world. Lord, I pray there'll be evidence of healing and miracle and deliverance in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, because I know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord has done it. I have received. I have received. Check up. The final amen has been said. Check up. Your miracle is there.